Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The medical charity MSF has condemned a decision by the Israeli authorities to block, without explanation, the medical evacuation of 8 children from Gaza who are in need of medical care, among them a 2-year-old with leg amputations. And they were to be evacuated to the MSF hospital in Jordan. Just before coming on air, I spoke with Moeen Mahmoud, who's head of mission with Médecins Sans Frontières in Jordan, and I asked him about the medevac scheme from Gaza.
Since the last month, and due to the deteriorating humanitarian situation inside Gaza and the need for specialized care, and from what everybody knows now, we have been trying to work on evacuating number of patients who are war wounded and who are in need of specialized medical care abroad. We have here in Amman the reconstructive surgery program of MSF, and we have been working on particularly children with their caretakers to evacuate from Gaza. We have been successful between the month of June, July, to evacuate some of whom who already passed the border towards Egypt, and we received 10 of them here in Amman in the last month. We have been trying to evacuate others who are still in Gaza. Recently, we applied for on two batches for patients who are children in general, different kind of injuries, with one caretaker for each child. And we have been increasingly receiving broad rejections without explanations by the Israeli authorities after the application. The last rejection we have received was on the 10th of November for 8 children MSF applied for the evacuation here to Jordan. 8 of those patients' caretaker, which means all of them, have been rejected, despite we are speaking about women out of seven out of the total. Mm-hmm. And 3 children themselves have been rejected, including a 2-year-old child that is in need of medical care, who we don't understand why would he be rejected in the first place.
So rejection without explanation. What kind of treatment do these children need?
All of those children are war injured. So we are speaking about complex injuries, either burn injuries, sharp nails injuries, patients who need advanced medical care, reconstructive surgery, long rehabilitation services, mental health support, all of which, given the certain and the current situation today in Gaza, we know very well that we can offer actually as well abroad. A lot of those children might have amputations. This child have had already an amputation before and he requires further reconstructions. We are speaking briefly about complex injuries whom we are in MSF ready and designed to treat from where we stand here in Amman.
And that 2-year-old you mentioned, does that 2-year-old have one leg or 2 legs amputated?
The last information we have is that it's actually double amputation. So he has amputation on both limbs. I can confirm at least he has amputation on both limbs and he requires further treatment. You need to know that for cases who require amputation, the treatment doesn't end after the amputation. You need actually to change that amputation to do further adjustments for the required prosthesis of those children. So in all cases, what I want to say is that those cases might have received the initial treatment, but they require further and long treatment that we are used to do. We have now 10 children here in Jordan who we have already received and are sustaining long-term treatment. And we have been trying since a while, since August, to apply for other children to come out. And recently, what has been shocking is the recent application that was not explained, where all the caretakers have been rejected, and eventually a caretaker for a child being rejected means that the child cannot travel in the first place. But we have been also receiving our rejections for the patients themselves, and that for us is the logic sense unacceptable.
They're extremely complex wounds and challenges, medical challenges that you've outlined there, particularly with the 2-year-old with a double limb amputation. And if you don't get follow-up operations or treatment, I'm sure it could lead to extreme complications for that child, for that 2-year-old, which could be debilitating at the very least, if not life-threatening, I wonder.
It is all war wounded injuries that we are treating. If it's not treated on the correct time and receive the necessary attention, might lead to further complications, and it ends up to be life-threatening by all means. We do here in Jordan reconstructive surgery, which is life-changing in general, but a lot of our patients, due to the type of wounds they are having, we're speaking about children and cases who are with infected wounds and require treatment for stomatitis, which is bone infections and injuries sustained by burns, and all of those cases are requiring specialized and quick attention in all cases. And this is why, in the first place, we are asking for their evacuation.
And you've condemned the rejection without explanation from Israel. What are you calling for across the board to allow these children and these patients to have treatment and to be evacuated? Is that right?
MSF is calling the Israeli authorities to ensure medical evacuation for Palestinians in need of medical care, including their caregivers, while ensuring that all those patients and caregivers are guaranteed a safe, voluntarily and dignified return to Gaza after the treatment is finished.
Well, it's a really grave situation for really vulnerable patients and children. Moeen Mahmoud, head of mission with Médecins Sans Frontières in Jordan, thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.